Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. It is Thursday, May 2nd. We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Today is the United Rankings of Disc Golf, but first, the news. Our number one news story today, we built the world's fastest frisbee launcher. The guys from We Make Machines like throwing discs. They also wish they were better at it. As they are engineers, they wondered if they could make a machine that could do what they could not, and actually maybe make it do what no human can. Can they make a machine launch a disc at 150 miles per hour? Can they throw a disc farther than David Wiggins' world record? Link in the show notes. Watch this one with your kids. It is inspiring. Things don't always work, but they are always able to go back to the drawing board. And there's a lot of drawing boards. And so you know, yes, they did throw a disc farther than the world record in very little wind. They have a great video of it. Enjoy and thanks. Also, someone on Facebook asked if they could go through the new triple Mando on their drive from Maple Hill Hole 1 Gold's Tee. That would set them up for a putt for eagle and would be amazing to see. Seed planted. Our number two news story today, the Pro Tour announces two new Q-Series events. The 2024 Maine State Championship, September 13 to 15th in New Gloucester, Maine, and the 2024 Jacksonville Open, November 15 to 17 in Jacksonville, Florida. And they also announced that the following weekend at Olympus Disc Golf Course, chess.com, it will host the 2024 Q-Series finale. No matter how you pronounce it. Finale. Our number three news story today, PDGA elections. If you've ever wanted to give back to disc golf or possibly influence how our governing body approaches its mission statement, or just know when the PDGA elections are, the link in the show notes is for you. There is a ton of really dry and very useful information on this page. I will not go through it because my goal is for people to listen as opposed to not listen. Seriously though, if you want to serve on the board, click in the, or be a state coordinator or just vote for your representatives on the on those boards and state coordinator positions, link in the show notes. Our number four news story today, play Maple Hill Backwards Day. I don't know if this is actually going to happen or not, but the folks at Maple Hill are talking about having a summer fun day where you can come and play the course backwards. It would be a whole festival kind of day with a buy-sell trade area for you to bring your disc collection. They would have food, beer, music, and a backwards course or two. If this works, it might be neat to pick one day each year that we play our favorite courses backwards. Start at the pin, throw to the tee. Stay tuned. I'll know more about this next week as Maple Hill flushes it out. It's like an inside scoop right there. Our next story, the Dynamic Disc Open starts tomorrow. Disc Golf Network broadcast times. For the women, 9 o'clock Central, which would be 10 o'clock Eastern. And for the men, 3:30 Eastern. Last year, a grand total of 167 players played in the Dynamic Disc Open. The purse was $85,000. Parker Welk and Haley King won the event. It was Parker Welk's coming out party, as it were. Paul McBeth won this event from 2019 to 2021. He also played pretty well here at Worlds a couple years back. And he's playing pretty well these days. Could it be Paul's comeback story at the DDO? Ricky Wysocki also does pretty well here, and he's doing pretty well lately as well. He actually moved up into second in the Disc Golf Daily rankings. More on that later. On the women's side, Haley King does well here, winning two of the last three events. Maybe she just needs to be out of the cold, rainy woods to turn things around from last week. Our next news story, Highland Brewing in Asheville, North Carolina is 30. Who cares? Well, obviously everybody in Asheville does. However, Highland Brewing decided to celebrate their 30th birthday anniversary with a disc golf tournament at the brewery. It was the brewery's first time hosting a tournament thanks to the rising popularity of disc golf. Lindsay Dilley, a co-organizer of the event, said, "I think around Asheville, people really love to spend time in nature. It's a great way to play a little game while you're on a hike. It's a great way to socialize as well. During the pandemic, it blew up because you could be outside and hang out with people." Why do I mention this? If you know of a business or organization that is having a birthday, maybe they should throw a disc golf birthday party. Maybe you should recommend it. It's a great way to get people outside having fun celebrating together. Thanks for setting the example, Highland Brewing, and congrats on 30 years. And closing out our news stories, this is a weird one. Jed Rowan wrote a book called Discovery: Not All Discs Are Made of Plastic. Jed Rowan, you may have seen him in The Ghastly Love of Johnny X, or Pretty Boy, or Blind, or Space Wars: Quest for the Deep Star. No? Well, someone probably has. And Jed Rowan has written his first novel. It's a celebration of disc golf wrapped in a UFO conspiracy package. Yes, you heard me right. The debut novel from Jed Rowan has been a labor of love for over a decade. It was an idea that presented itself after he discovered the joys of disc golf. Mix in his B-movie experiences in Hollywood, and the idea became the catalyst for him to finally write his first novel. This is a quote from Jed. "When I'd seen my movies screen at film fests or get a blockbuster release," blockbuster, not size, but the place where you go rent movies, "or win an acting award, the little imp of the perverse would unceasingly nag me, 'Where is your novel, dude?' I lived this novel. Well, maybe not the aliens, but definitely the disc golf, and definitely everything that went along with playing this wonderful sport. The friendships and camaraderie, the competition, being out in nature, the glory of hitting an ace, the booze. Discovery is my nod to the drunk novel, a subgenre popularized by Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises. Discovery is Hemingway translated into genre." I may not understand exactly what Jed Rowan was saying in all of that, but he is a B-rated movie actor, who is apparently a pretty good one in that genre, and he wrote a novel about his favorite sport, disc golf. Thank you, Jed. I hope that both of my listeners go out and buy your novel. And that brings us to the United Rankings of Disc Golf. We combine the Disc Golf Daily Rankings, Statmando Rankings, the Power Rankings, PDGA Ratings, and PDGA Rankings. We put them all together, and we figure out who's really number one. 3 and 4 weeks ago, Calvin and Gannon were tied at number one, and then Gannon pulled ahead last week. And this week, thanks to the Champions Cup, Calvin has pulled ahead and is now number one in the world. Gannon is number two, and Ricky Wysocki rounds out our top three. On the women's side, Kristin Tatar, Owen Scoggins, and Evelina Solomon. She passed Missy and has now taken over third spot. Nicely done, Evelina. Among the top 30 on the men's side, people who gained the most rank, Paul McBeth moves up 11 spots and is now ranked 28th in the world. It's funny, I don't know if that is too high or too low. It feels too low. I think he is on his way up. Andrew Presnell gained 8 spots and is now 27th in the world. And among the top 10, Joel Freeman gains the most. He gains 3 spots and he is now in 9th place. On the women's side, the big gainers, Silva Saarinen gains 9 spots and is ranked 15th. And the biggest gain overall, Rachel Turton gains 35 spots. She's now ranked 43rd in the world. that does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.